Okay, à Gotevar, we're continuing from Simin Yod, Simin Vav Sif Yod. Today's learning is once again sponsored Refuah Shleima for Baruch Eliyahu ben Rezal, Yishev Refuah Shleima B'Karev, all those people who are in the class live, and all the people who are listening to the recording. It should be a zchus that you should have Refuah Shleima B'Karev. We're up to Sif Yod. One must take great care to pronounce the word amen properly. He should not snatch away the aleph by saying main instead of amen. He should not swallow the pronunciation of the nun by saying amay. It's unfortunately very common. People say main, 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 and don't say amen. It's very dangerous, in fact. You should also take great care not to respond with amen before the one reciting the blessing has completed the entire blessing. As an amen recited in this way is deemed a snatched away amen. That unfortunately happens when you have a chazan who says, or he says a bracha rather, and it keeps going. He doesn't actually finish it, and people say amen before he finishes. Amen. He should also not delay his response of amen. As an amen recited in this way is deemed an orphaned amen. Ella, rather, what you should do is take up kishim misayim and baruch as a bracha immediately after the one who recited the blessing concludes the blessing. Yana omen, you should respond with amen. This also needs to be taught to people. Upon responding amen, one should not raise his voice so that it's louder than the one reciting the blessing. Shenemar, as the verse states, God Hashem iti yachdav. Declare the greatness of Hashem with me, and let us exalt His name together. It's supposed to be together. It's not supposed to have one who is much louder than the other. Sif yod alef ein oinen amen al berachas atzmei. One does not recite Amen upon concluding his own blessing, Milvad Berechas Hamazon La'achar Bonei Yerushalayim, except after reciting the blessing of Bonei Yerushalayim to rebuild Jerusalem in Berechas Hamazon. And there's a note here on the bottom which explains why over there we would make a exercise identifying what bracha that is. Even if one concludes a blessing at the same time that the chazan concluded that blessing, Lo Yani, you should not respond to Amen. Aval, however, imhu bayrech bercha acheres, if he's saying one bracha, bashliot zir bracha acheres, and the chazan saying a different bracha, v'simu b'shav, and they happen to finish at the same time, oyna amen al bercha zirch zir, then you could say amen to the chazan's bracha. So again, if you're saying a bracha, it's the same bracha the chazan's saying, and you finish together, you cannot say amen to that bracha. But if you say a bracha, and the chazan's saying a different bracha, you can say amen to the chazan's bracha. This is a little bit different for the Sephardim. Sephardim do say amen after a lot of their own brachas. We only make a amen pretty much after Uvnei Yushalayim. Vim Sirim Birchas Yishtabach, however, one concludes the blessing of Yishtabach, Oy Birchas Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, or the blessing of Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad by Ma'ariv, Oy Birchas Yahalucha Shal Acher Halal, or the blessing of Yahalucha at the end of Halal, Bishove Imashliach Tzibar, if a person says at the same time as the Chazen, Oynin Gamkein Amen, then you would say Amen after the Chazan's bracha, even though you've now said this at the exact same time as him, and perhaps it sounds like you're saying Amen to your own bracha. Kiven the harbi poiskim svirlu, da'afilu acher atzmei oina be'ilu Amen. Like I mentioned, some poiskim do say that we say Amen after those brachas. Sephardim, many of them say Amen after those brachas. We're up to a new simon, simon Zion. The halachas of birchas shachar up to sif aleph. After the recitation of the blessing of Lasik B'Divrei Yisrael, to engross ourselves in the words of Torah, Yesh Machlokes HaPosekim, there's a disagreement among the halachic authorities. Im HaShemeya Yano Amen Oyloi, whether the listener should answer Amen or not. When you say Lasik B'Divrei Yisrael, one of the brachas of Berachas of Torah, Yesh, some say, She'ein Kan Sima Bracha, that the end of the blessing is not here. So we're not yet finished the brachas. You can't say amen yet. Ela v'harivna v'chuluv gamkin nimshach l'mala. But rather, the next words v'harivna is a continuation of the previous blessing. V'akolu bracha achas, and really it's one long bracha, and therefore v'akein ein lanas amen. You cannot then say an amen after that bracha. V'yeshayim, some say the kan hisim bracha. Some say it is an end of a bracha. V'harivna hi bracha charis, and harivna is now a second bracha. Utzrich ein lanas amen. Therefore, you would then have to say amen after last like b'divrei sayer. L'chein, therefore, hamivarech yesh loy loymer bracha zois b'la. Interesting. This is something that says the Kitzur often, that the one who makes the bracha should actually recite this blessing quietly in an undertone, so that his friend should not hear him recite the blessing, and therefore be put into a situation of doubt whether he should respond amen or not. So the Kitzur says over here, and we're going to see other places where he does that, a person should say this bracha quietly. quietly so that people should not answer amen and be put into a sticky situation of base. The blessing of hanoisin lasechivino, you see the version that the kitzur has is not asher nosan, but hanoisin lasechivino. Lo yevarich anshiyari yoyim, a person should not make that bracha until daybreak. Sif gimel. Birchas Pekech Ivrim, the blessing of Pekech Ivrim, who gives sight to the blind, Yachel Gam Suma Levarich. Even a blind person can say that the blind person can't see. So why is he able to make a bracha of who gives sight to the blind? Sheyesh lo hanafar, he benefits from the gifts of sight. Sha'acher mayron loy es haderech, because others can show him the way. Im kadumu berech zoykev kifufim, if a person recited the blessing of zoykev kifufim, who straightens the bent, kaidim sheberech matir asurim, before reciting the blessing of matir asurim, releases the bound, shuv lo yivarech matir asurim, so then a person should not make then the bracha of matir asurim anymore, the kvar nichlal bezoykev kifufim, for it has already been included in the bracha of zoykev kifufim, right? Releasing the bound means that I can move. Straighten the bent means that I can not only can I move, but I can straighten myself up. This is because included in man's ability to stand erect is the release of man's limbs from their constricted state. So you once again, if you say zekev kifufim, you no longer can say matir asrim sif dalit. After hearing the words amav shenu meino usnu ma'afa poy, you remove sleep from my eyes and slumber from my eyelids. We do not answer amen at that time. Because that is not the end of the bracha. The entire vihiratzin that continues after this is still part of the bracha, and that's the conclusion of the blessing when we say, who bestows beneficent kindnesses upon his people Israel. It's very, very confusing. For some reason, a lot of times when the Chazan says Birchas Shachar, he says that part quietly. It doesn't make any sense. It's all part of one long bracha. He should say the whole thing all the way loud throughout, and that's how we do it in Yeshivas or Shalom. Hey, Haner Kol Alayla, one who is awake all night, Mevarech Baboiker Kol Birchas Shachar, should recite in the morning all of the morning blessings, even if you were up all night, Chutz Mi Birchas Al Nitzil Sadaim, except for the bracha of washing your hands, She'ed Mevarech, which he would not make that bracha. And also the blessing of Elokei Neshama, the bracha of who removes sleep should also not be recited. So we have so far, you could say all the brachas except for number one, tells them, number two, the Elokei Neshama, number three, Hamavir Sheina, and number four, in regards to the blessing of the Torah study, Yesh Safik, there is a doubt whether you should make the bracha, whether you should do it or not. Therefore, you should endeavor to hear these blessings, meaning all four of these blessings of the brachas, once again, and Tilas Daim, the kind of Shamar Vishena and Berchza Tayra, you should hear from somebody else, and answer Amen to those people's brachas, and see what we wrote earlier about the bracha of Tilas Daim. And how you can respond. We said earlier that if a person is being yoytzi in someone else's bracha, you cannot say baruch hum baruch shamoy to that bracha. Sif vav, kol brachas ha-shachar, all the morning blessings, if he did not recite them before he prayed, yachol amram la'acher ha-tfilah, he can say them after davening, chutz mi-brachas al n'til sadayim, except for the blessing of al n'til sadayim, regarding washing the hands, dekim di-yesha'im, since there are some who say n'til sadayim shachris, niskan mishum ha-tfilah, that washing hands in the morning was established specifically for tfilas shachris. If so, la'achar shespal ein oid mokim lebracha zayis. Once you have already davened shachris, you cannot now make the bracha. So again, the kitzur says you can make all brachas of shachar even after shachris if you've already davened. V'chutz min brachas l'kai neshama, except for the bracha until them, and l'kai neshama shekvar yatsa, because you've already satisfied the requirement of l'kai neshama b'birchas mechayim esim in the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, which talks about a similar topic of bringing back the neshama, bringing back the dead. Sif Zion. If he has not recited the blessings over Torah study before prayer, I want to go back just for a second to Sif Vav. I once had a conversation with a goy and a gadol, Reb Hillel David Shlita, which shouldn't be well, about making Berachas Shachar after davening. I asked him, people are makpid about saying Berachas Shachar with someone to answer Amen. So I said, perhaps if a person is so makpid that someone should say Amen to his brachas, maybe he should in Ilchat Chila, he should hold on to his Berachas Shachar until after davening. He doesn't have anybody to say it in front of before davening. He said two words. He said, Chas b'shalom. Sif Zayin, Berachas Torah, Emloi Amorin, Kardim HaTfilah. If he has not recited the blessing over Torah, study before prayer, Nechleku HaPoiskim. There is a disagreement amongst the authorities, Im Yoimrim La'achar HaTfilah Eloi, whether a person should say Berachas Torah after davening. Yeshem de lo Yoimrim. Some say, no, you should not say it again. Mishin Dekar Nifter, Ba'av Rabo Yavazvelim, because the person has already satisfied his requirement of Berachas Torah by saying either Av Rabo or Yavazvelim, depending on your minhag of what you say by shachris. Sheyesh bebrachas zoyis gam kim in brachas ter, because this blessing contains the essence of the blessing over the Torah. When we say b'simply benul havin l'haskel shmoya lumur ulamit, to instill in our hearts to understand, to elucidate, to listen, to learn, and to teach, etc. V'yeshayim, some say the in brachas avirabe poiteres v'brachas atayra, that in fact reciting the blessing of avirabe does not exempt one from the obligation to recite the blessings over the Torah. Elim loymid la'achet film yad lihefsek, meaning the words in the bracha might contain brachas atayra, but you have to learn right afterwards without interruption. Immediately after davening, you have to learn right away. L'chein, therefore, l'chatchilas shrichin lizar levarach brachas atayra. Kedem tefillah, a person must be exceptionally careful to say brachas atayra before davening. Ubidyevedim shachik levarach kedem tefillah, and if bidyeved, in the event that a person forgot to make that bracha before davening, yilmoid ezadavar miyadach etvillah, make sure to learn immediately after davening, and therefore the bracha of avirabe will apply to that learning right after. But if a person forgot to learn right after davening, and he remembers 2 hours after tefillah that he has not said brachas atayra, as I then misfeka gam kein in etzach levarach od brachas atayra, from a doubt we do not then repeat brachas atayra. And it's interesting he points this out, because brachas atayra perhaps is machlokes whether it's another bracha min atayra like brachas amazon, and yet we do not repeat it in the case of doubt. Sif ches im kru lalis atayra, if they called him up for an aliyah to the atayra, kaidim sheberach brachas atayra, and he has not yet said brachas atayra, oops, I forgot it, im efshal levarach kaidim, if he can say brachas atayra on the way up to get his aliyah, kol brachas atayra, he can do them all. And he's able to say a pasuk before he gets there, going to berechah, like he wants to say berechah Hashem Yishmerecha Yasek. He should do that quickly. And afterwards, he'll get his aliyah from the Torah. But if it's impossible for him to do that, he should go up to the Torah without having said berechah Torah. But since he makes the bracha on berechah Torah, he does not then afterwards say berechah Torah, his own private berechah Torah. The harevna v'chulu ad lama Yisrael does not say that. And then he should still say the bracha, the words of Yivarecha. So once again, so lo yomer achikach rak. I'm sorry, I made a mistake here. He should not repeat the blessing afterwards. Rather, he should only say the bracha of Asher Kedishanu and Tzoyser B'Sivanu. He should say that at that time. Be'ezus Hashem. So again, we're talking about a bunch of different scenarios where a person would say Berachas HaTorah. If a person forgot to say Berachas Torah, if he said Ava Rabbe in davening, then he does not have to again. He really should learn right away afterwards. If he did not learn again afterwards, it's a case of doubt. He should not repeat it again. If he's getting called up for an aliyah, a person should quickly say Berachas Torah if he's able to. If he's not, he will say it afterwards. Everyone should have a good